I was truly determined to leave Manhattan, determined to find an adobe house in Santa Fe. Em and I packed my bags and flew to Albuquerque, where we drove to Santa Fe. I had in mind what I thought I wanted: an apartment near the plaza, walking distance to cafes and shops. I made a list of all my requirements, and list in hand, Em and I set out to find my spot. The very first place we visited had everything on my list, with just one drawback. I hated it. Baffled, our realtor took us place to place. Finally, at day's end, heading up the mountain away from the plaza, she showed us what she considered an unlikely rental: a small, isolated home where the yard was strewn with children's toys and the house itself was filled with crooked couches and the rubble of a family of five living in close quarters. I was enchanted by an unlikely room sporting windows on all sides. I could see myself writing there. "I'll take it," I told our startled realtor. "You're sure?" asked Emma. "I'm sure," I replied. And so we flew back to New York, where I had an apartment full of furniture, all to be fit into my new house. I would fly west soon, accompanied by my dog, bearing in mind the warnings I'd collected. My new neighborhood had coyotes, deer, and bears. Bears! I would need to be careful with my dog. With caution as a watchword, my dog Tiger Lily and I settled into our new home. As I had hoped, I found myself writing there, a book on prayers. Every day at nightfall, I found words and ideas. The work flowed smoothly without the constant catalyst of Manhattan outside my windows. 6 months passed, then a year, then two. My little house was a hive of activity. If I missed New York, it was only my friendships, not the city itself. I spoke nightly to Emma Lively. We continued our decades-long collaboration long distance. I would have stayed happily in my little house, but it was not to be. I woke one morning to discover I had been robbed during my sleep. My computer and printer were missing. I called the police, but they were of little help. I found myself fearful at night, lest I be robbed, or worse. I called my landlady and filled her in on the theft and my subsequent nerves. I would be breaking my lease as soon as I found another spot to live. "It was too isolated," a worried Emma told me. A confirmed Manhattanite, she wished me closer to civilization. I looked in the direction she pointed, but found myself feeling claustrophobic. I looked in the opposite direction, a mile farther up the mountain, and there I found an adobe house with a courtyard, garden, and mountain views. It struck me as too fancy, but my friends assured me it was perfect. I had long envied the gardens belonging to my colleague, Natalie Goldberg. Here was my chance to replace envy with flora. And so I took the elegant rental. I hoped to find writing luck in my new domain. Writing by hand, I penned a book, and then another. The new house was indeed lucky. I traveled to teach. My teaching flourished. I let the new house stand empty, sometimes for weeks at a crack. I found when I traveled that I was homesick, missing Santa Fe as I never did New York. When COVID-19 hit, I found myself housebound. Travel was out. And so I hunkered down, writing on multiple projects: plays, poetry, and prose. Where before my dramas had been, well, dramatic, I now found myself writing with faith and optimism. True Love, one play was called, and it featured exactly that. Who is this optimistic author? I wondered. But my optimism held firm. My life in Santa Fe was sunny, and my work reflected my prevailing mood. I've lived in Santa Fe 10 years now, and as the years mount up,